Alright, everybody, we're kicking this next hour of Kansas City Radio with Richmond, Ohio's Defiant Off No Future, No Hope. I hate everything. No future, no hope. I hate everything. Now, Joey, while the music was playing, for some reason, you decided to tell us that you shaved your chest. So I just got to ask you. So, like, you swallow now, right? That's what that means?
Oh, man. Listen, I swallow. I ran into a crazy ex.
It's like Faith No More.
I swallow.
And, I even fucking, for a sabbatical, I told my mom, fuck off for a couple days while I go, like, fuck this bitch for a while. And we had a great little couple days thing. And then, like, you know, one day she's like, yo, you kind of need to leave.
Wow.
Well, you know, I was there, you know.
Premature.
Settling in. Just getting settled in.
I wasn't even getting settled in, dude. I was just looking for a couch to sleep on. And she was like, yes. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
It's fun, dude. I'm not going to lie.
No, I can relate with you because I love listening to a girl say,
it hurts today to laugh hard. Like, for some reason, that turns me on even harder because, you know, they're holding their stomach. They're like, oh. You know, it's a great feeling. This turned into something else.
What are we doing? Yes. Okay, yeah, it really went to something. So you're attracted to girls who are going to, like, laughing real hard. It really makes your little sabbaticals more, you know, fun. And they feel the
pleasure of joy.
Yeah, just making people happy.
Joy of pleasure.
Okay.
Well, Joe, here's some music for you to get your dick wet to. A little bit of dicks kill from the heart.
Oh,
All right, so that was Eddie and the Hot Rods. Eddie and the Hot Rods.
Hot Rods.
Fucking do anything you want to do. Now, that is definitely some
Fucking some hot
some classic.
Dogs.
What did they call
what
that
the
back
fuck?
Then? Pub rock or something? What did they call it back
know.
Then?
It was
pub
just
rock?
Great. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I guess, yeah, you know, just, you know, I guess working class rock and roll that they had, you know, at the time. It was good, you know. Beautiful. I mean, apparently, I mean,
love it.
Yeah, yeah, you put it next to the other bands that were going on at the time. It's really... And just good music in general. It should have been like a pop song. It really should have.
Absolutely. Like, that should be like the anthem for the generation.
It's like the Cracker. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? The like, Cracker, like the same way.
That should have been like a Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like the same time. It should have been something. Same animal. It's like what so different. But, I mean, it's
what
great.
Song are you talking about?
We're talking about the song that just played. Do anything you want to do.
Yeah, that was.
Are you serious?
Do anything you want to do. What, you don't like that song, John?
I thought you guys were being facetious.
What? No, what's wrong with Eddie and the Hot Rods? Hot Rods.
Rods. Hot Rods.
It sounded like I was drinking a malt shake at the fucking diner waiting for Happy Days to come.
Nice.
No,
I could
fucking go for a malt shake right
sometimes
now.
I'm in a nice mood, too.
I know.
Good.
I want some breakfast. I want a breakfast burger right
Jessica
now.
Jessica thinks it's the next day. Well, let's get a little sloppier.
We should go
let's
get
a little sloppier.
The kids out.
Let's get a little sloppier with everything and go with the Exploiteds. Mucky Pup.
Well, I'm pissing now, so I get up. I'm a real home dinger, I'm a Mucky Pup. I'm a Mucky Pup, 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 I'm a Pup. Ow, don't take drugs are given, blew up, bastard people, I'm a Mucky Pup. I'm a Mucky Pup, 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 I'm a Pup banjo. Goes with a hit drop, then my knuckles go point. I'm a Mucky Pup, 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 I'm a Pup. Ah, 9 o'clock noses, Sammy Triple, a bleeding lover, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, sing a back taste, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, sing a back taste, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin.
Playing them sluts.
Playing the sluts. Meow. Meow.
All right, let's keep things moving.
You hear that?
I'm playing the sluts.
Yeah, I'm going there. I wanna
with
sluts.
More beer. Five beer.
That's enough, son.
Sluts everywhere. Sluts everywhere.
I'm talking about playing
right.
The sluts.
There'll be sluts. And yeah, the sluts. It'll be great. You play the sluts. It'll be great.
Kill a case or maybe two. Oh, there was no more beer, then what would we do?
All right, so that was Fear, More Beer. I don't know, that weird-ass intro kind of fucked things up a little bit. But Whitey, now that you guys, apparently you guys didn't know there was more beer, but I got cold beer stashed on the side in the cooler. Now, the lovely Rude Girl Jessica, are you going to throw up, Rude Girl? No, she's too pretty for that. She's really gotten her second wind really alive, you know? But Whitey, what you got queued up for us, man?
It's a little Radiation Masturbation by the Authorities. They, I mean, they're an underrated band, but it's off of Puppy Love CD. I mean, fucking great band from the Midwest. I think it's going to cheer things up a little. They're talking about radiation, I want to masturbate. They're talking about masturbation, I want to radiate. Radiation masturbation, they don't mean the same. That's why I'm getting my rocks up by this time. But if I have an orgasm, I want to radiate. It's a sexual attraction, neutral orgasm, and it makes me undulate. Radiation masturbation, don't feel the same.
All right, we're going to keep things moving and listen to a little bit of the Flatliners off Charge. That don't sound like the Flatliners there. All right, Flatliners will be up next. You All right, okay. So now we'll just keep things moving. Go Flatliners off What a Waste. We are the punks. We're punks.
We're punks. We're punks. All right, here we go, y'all. This song's called We're Punks. Well, it started up at a young age, but soon I'll find myself a 12 gauge, and I wait for the revolution to go.
Alright, alright, so that was the Flatliners. We're punks, as if you didn't hear it enough in the beginning. But we're gonna keep things rocking on along. Take it down to Florida with Gigi Allen and Anti-Scene off the Murder Jump. Violence Now.
Yeah.
All right, so Gigi and Anti-Z finally drown, assassinate the crowd. All right, we're going to keep moving now. We're going to get some thrash on. I don't know. I think we're talking about some SOG in a couple minutes. But before that, we're going to go out to, you know, go out to England for a little. Go check out some Billy Idol, Generation X, King Rocker. King Rocker off Valley of the Dolls.
Shoes from the hip hop. Quasi kids in London, Hamburg. Creole was sharp, but his guitar was acoustic. Go home, Johnny, go use your electric. Crazy man, crazy. King Rocker, a King Rocker. Rock, rock, rock. King Kong, King Kong. King Rocker, a King Rocker.
All right, so it's Darby Crash and the Germs, Lexicon, Devil. But I think, Whitey, why don't you cue up a little bit of some SOD for the folks out there in Radio Land?
We're going to try. Let's throw in just some Speak English or Die. I don't know. Here we go.
Got it. down yesterday. All criminals have escaped, but our government,
it's
built another bomb. The liquor store's been closed. All the street people froze. And our government built another bomb.
Fuck. That's more like it. Hope your fucking head hurts.
Like you wanna like grab your skateboard.
Who wants
though?
To fuck me?
It's like skateboard time. At least a couple stairs. Right. Did you skateboard?
I skateboarded, I had blind.
What did you do?
Blind birdhouse elevator.
What? Straight bird mix.
All right. So now we're going to see if we can get our next guest queued up from US Chaos. Who we got coming in on the line?
It's Glenn Spikey, the original drummer. So, I mean...
And he's still with the band now, right?
Yeah, they still play. And they were, I mean, last I heard, I mean, they were saying they're itching to play again. So hopefully soon, that show's nice. Coming up.
All right, but in the meantime, while we're getting him up there, let's go with a little bit of A Global Threats. Until We Die.
Bye.
All right. So do we got that phone call ready to go?
Yeah, we do. Hold on.
Let's call them up. Let's call up good old U.S. Chaos. All
right. Let's see.
See what they got going on.
Do I unplug this or keep this?
Well, let's roll with a little too much junkie business and see if we can get this whole phone situated. Johnny Thunders. Too much junkie business. All right. So now, fucking Whitey, what's going on, man?
Wow. We're on the phone with Glenn Spikey, the original drummer for U.S. Chaos.
U.S. Chaos out of Paterson, New Jersey. What's going on, Glenn?
Paterson. Well, that's where Gary was from. I was from one town over. I was from Saddlebrook.
I grew up in Irvington.
Irvington.
Okay, yeah. I know that.
Irvington, yeah. Union. Yeah. So, you know, why don't we start talking about the newer stuff? And you brought up Gary being from Paterson. What's it like having Renee fill in for Gary now that, you know, he passed away?
Well, after Gary died, actually, you know, like, you know, we were in the hospital with Gary, you know, and everything seemed like it was going good and stuff. And so we didn't know what was wrong with him at the time. And he was going to come out of the hospital, and she did. He came out of the hospital, and everything seemed to be good. And, you know, ironically, you know, he was always, you know, talking about Gary and called wheelchair Gary because, you know, he'd make us carry his amps and everything. He was like sort of like a frail guy, you know, even when he was a kid, you know. So we didn't know if he just was using us to, you know, carry his amps and stuff like that. For him. Wheelchair Gary, you know. And then finally, when it came down to it, you know, where we didn't know that he had bone cancer at the time, and he didn't know it either. He went into the hospital, and there he was in a wheelchair, you know. So it's like rightly fitting the name Wheelchair Gary. And so he was supposed to get out like a week later, which he did. And then when he got home, something happened, like he fell or something like that, and he had brittle bones. And
oh, yeah.
The brittle bones, I remember back in the day when we were in Paterson together, I used to taunt him. I was about maybe, oh, I think I just had my license at the time. I had a learner's permit, 16 and a half years old.
Jersey.
And it was house at Paterson that I like to drink milk, so I'd go into the refrigerator and get some milk. And, hey, Gary, you want some milk? And he'd look at it, and he'd get sick, you know. So he had a deficiency of, like, he never had calcium or nothing like that. So his bones were really, really And and so later on, after he did get out of hospital, he fell and I think his hip or something cracked. They put him back in a hospital, and then when they evaluated him, they found out that he actually had bone cancer. So when I found that out from Jack, the bass player, you know, we went back down to the hospital at that time, and he was in another unit, and you know, we finally found out that he had bone cancer at that point, and he was just deteriorating really, really quickly. And after he actually died, probably about maybe 2.5 weeks later after that, you know, we wanted to get the band back together, because at that point we were sort of like broken up. Eddie Enzyme, which was in a bunch of different bands, Fahrenheit 451, and now he's playing with this this guy Skelly in New York City. He's a great drummer and everything like that, and he played on a couple of Chaos stuff, but not really that much. I think the only album that he played on is You Can't Hear a Picture, which was the album that he played on. He at that point, he got fired from the band. He was drinking in Hoboken, and Jack took a bass, and he smacked him over the head with the thing, and that was the end of it. So when after Gary died, I was back in again at that point. And
yeah, I bet.
Oh, don't forget, I got fired from the band 4 times, and it was my band.
I get you.
That's nice. Well, so Eddie Enzyme was my backup guy. You know, like, he played everything basically the same way that I did and stuff. And so he got whacked over the head by Jack with the bass, and that was the end of their relationship. And then I was back in again. And we decided that we were going to continue as US Chaos, like Gary would have definitely wanted it that way. And, you know, of course we love the band, you know, we're not going to just break up the band. If one guy's out of the band, we're going to try to replace, but they wanted to replace with somebody that, you know, like, brings it home again. And the only person to bring it home was Renee, because, you know, Mr. Gary, she was a little kid when I used to go pick Gary up, you know, for practices and stuff. She was like maybe about 4 years old or so. She was a little kid. But over the years, Gary was teaching her how to play the guitar. And so after Gary died, she got Gary's guitar. So I remember the first time we went into the studio, which was down in Fairfield, New Jersey. And it was like it basically brought tears to my eyes, because I was looking at her and her mannerisms and playing. It was like I was playing with Gary, but it was Gary as a girl, you know. You know, it was something new for us, because we never had a girl in the band, you know, even though she's been playing for many, many years at the time. And we did play shows together in New York City.
With who? Blanks? Blank 77 you were playing with?
And it turned out that, you know, she was just like a perfect fit for the band, except for that she has another band. And it's, you know, it's tough sometimes to get her, you know, I'll call her up and I'll say, hey, Renee, you know, like, there's a show coming up. And oh, shit, it's tax season. She does accounting or something like that. No, I can't do that. So, you know, money. Like, she's the one tough one. But, I mean, then again, a lot of times, you know, she's also the first one that wants to also play.
Right. Now. I think she's playing a lot right now because of that split album they did.
Getting blasted.
Yeah, getting blasted with the Parasitic.
Yeah, we've been talking about Renee from Blanks. Renee Wasted, sister of Gary, filling in for him with U.S. Chaos now.
Right, yeah,
but
right.
I think they're just doing a mini tour, right? Just to promote the album. I think if they're just doing a little something.
I don't think it's a tour. I think they're just playing a series of shows.
Yeah, a series of shows. Yeah, totally.
That's cool.
Just, you know, just to promote it. I think, you know, so hopefully after that, maybe you guys be playing around again, because we'd like to see you play.
Well,
I'm
definitely looking forward to it. You know, I was thinking before the end of the year, at least we get one or two more shows in, you know, that we could plan. I mean, I just came back from Europe, you know, and we figured probably in September, October, like, this is a time where she's not going to be playing as much with the other band.
Right.
And, you know, there's always a chance that, you know, something's coming up. I mean, I had a few people ask me, but every time I get in contact with Renee as the first person, you know, and if she can't do it, then the band can't do it. You know, so it's Renee or nothing, you know.
We'll have to get on her about it. We'll have to bug her.
Yeah, she's got to get on that, you know.
But I got another question for you, and then we're going to close up the show, play Last Call for Alcohol by U.S. Chaos. But what was your favorite album to record, or what do you think, like, the best album you guys put together was?
The best album?
Yeah, U.S. Chaos.
The best album. I don't know. I'm going to have to say the first album because that's the most memorable.
Yeah, I would have to say the first one too, but you just, it's because it's the most memorable. You got any stories about the first album, recording that, laying that down?
First album, yeah. When we first recorded that, we recorded that album at a studio called Fox Studios, and the engineer guy was named Dave. And also, you know, Misfits used to record there, and they recorded, what the hell was the name of that album that they recorded there? Shit. Well, it's a good one anyways. But it turns out that when we got down to the studios, guy Dave, that was the recording engineer, was totally blind. And so, you know, I said to the guys, I said, you sure this guy knows how to run the board and everything like that? I mean, he can't see the knobs.
Hey, I mean, Beethoven was deaf towards the end.
You know, keen senses.
No, this guy actually, you know, he recorded everything. He knew where every button and knob was and everything like that. I remember I also did one of the punch-ins myself, and, you know, it was the first time I had to do ever a punch-in, you know, for anything, because it was the first time we actually recorded, you know.
Yeah, going and track by track in the studio, you mean.
Well, at that time, you know, what they wanted to do, which everybody was doing 45s. And, you know, we were just, like, saving up our money and, like, you know, playing little shows here and there and saving up our money. And since everybody was putting out 45s, I said, you know, like, what's the difference between a 45 and doing, like, an EP, you know? It's like we could put maybe 8 songs or 9 songs on the record and, you know, like, and put our money into that rather than putting out a 45. And so that's what we wound up doing, you know? And we put all those songs that we practiced and, you know, we recorded then at Fox Studios. And we had these two guys come in. One of the guys' name was Jewel, and the other guy was named, I think, Terry Kynan or something like that. Their names are on the bottom of the record. They did the artwork, actually, and they were college kids at the time, and they worked in, doing arts and stuff like that, cartooning and shit. And it turned out that these were the guys that were chosen to do the artwork for the front, which was the tank and all the world leaders on the front of it. And so when we turned around and gave it to different distributors, they all said, oh, wow, this is going to do good, this record, because, you know, just like it's real, real cool picture that you got on it. And like, and people are going to see that.
It's good. It's good. It's memorable. It's real nice.
What we didn't know about it is, like, at the time when we put all the different world leaders on there, they were all the communistic world leaders, because U.S. Chaos was always a pro-American punk band.
It was more the right wing, like a punk rock band. It was always, you know, kind of a breath of fresh air for some people.
Yeah, they always had, like, the troops playing in the background, too, where, like, war noises or everything. But go ahead, Glenn.
That was the in a lot of the shows in the beginning, what we used to do, we used to have the Nazi marching band, you know, like marching. You heard the marching, stomping, you know, guys walking, you know, like a whole line stepping of them, and then the air raid sirens go off, and that was the thing that to do with the air raid sirens before the show even started. So that was always the lead in to all our shows, was with the air riot and the stomping of the boots, you know, going in. I wish we could do that again. I mean, I love it. You know?
Yeah, that keeps it nice, man. It's just serious and it's fun. I always heard about it. You know, I never got to see them. That's, you know, makes it more a little more exciting. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. And then you'd read about, like, you know, there was a point, like, when we were, we were doing shows in New York, you know, because we teamed up with Kraut. And Kraut, we wanted to do shows in New York City. And Kraut wanted to do shows in Jersey. So we teamed up with Kraut. And, you know, we got them to Jersey shows. They got us to New York shows. And we always had a story on our side, which was a Harley Flanagan from the Cro-Mags. And, yeah, right, you know, back in the day, he would challenge us all the time. He was like, what the fuck are you guys doing in New York City? You know, like, you can't come to, this is our turf. You can't come.
That's what I say, New York always been. It's always been like that. Yeah, I know. Like,
that's that tough guy hardcore for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Agnostic Front.
I mean,
like
he's
though.
Cool now. I talk to him on Facebook all the time and stuff.
What's your most memorable show then? What's the one show that lives in your memory, like, as the best show that you ever put on?
Wow. Oh, man.
You had a good time, Matt, too. You know, you just had a good time. It was just like something you remember, and you had a good time playing U.S. Chaos.
I'd probably have to say probably New York City at the Ritz, you know, doing you probably would have Exploited, you know, and because Exploited, we wound up doing a bunch of shows with UK Subs, you know, a lot of those bands, like TSOL was another great show that, you know, we had a good time, you know, doing.
I never really got into them. I was never a TSOL guy.
I personally always, I always love TSOL. I think one of the first
definitely
punk
get down
songs
with the UK
heard.
Subs, though. Definitely get down with the
UK
bro.
Subs. Code Blue, probably first song and one of the first punk songs I ever heard. So TSOL is serious for me. I always love them. Must have been great to hang around with him, too, man. Just hanging out with the band. It's been a good time.
Back in the day, TSOL was, like, I mean, totally different than what TSOL is today.
No, yeah, you know? Totally. It was pretty fucking rad, man.
If you look at like bands like Corrosion of Conformity, I remember a show that we did out in a place called Fishing Creek out in by Harrisburg out there in PA many, many years ago. And right across from where those, what are they called, nuclear power plant or something like that. I remember it was like some kind of river over there, a nuclear power plant across the thing. But there was this place that we played at, and you know, Erie Vaughn, which was in Danzig. You know, he was a good friend of mine. He was in a band called Rosemary's Babies at the time, and he was at that show also. UK Subs was also at that show. We played this little hall, but I mean, you know, it's like these afternoon matinees in Pennsylvania were like, you know, were like the best places to go to, you know, and do these shows, because you hear you'd have like 300-400 kids that really had nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon, and they just come out to see punk bands, you know.
Yeah, we're in Pennsylvania right now. But we're in Easton, though.
Yeah, it basically the town across the river should have been flip flopped. Like, I think Easton's a little more Jersey
than
Pittsburgh
is. Yeah, I got you there. But go ahead, Glenn.
I played. Oh, matter of fact, no. The Coldplay wasn't the last show I did. It's Easton the last show I did.
Where
is it at Mother's? Was it at Mother's?
Is it Mother? It's a little place and tucked in the back in the corner there.
In
the
circle.
Yeah, I take it right around in the circle. Yeah, I think you played there. I think you played with that band.
Yeah, that's 15 blocks from here, Mother's. 15 blocks from here. You got to come in person. Sit down for the whole show of Pogo City Radio. We'll let you take over.
Oh man, I think that was a really cool little place, you know, to play over there. You know, it was nice. It was packed, and you know, there was a bunch of people there. I think Parasix was also playing that night again, and I think, let's see, Renee was with us, and actually Parasix was also doing the other show.
Parasitics are playing there Friday night, this coming Friday as well, with Sika 86, I believe, right?
Yeah. Well,
I guess Renee is going to be there then, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a playing. Yeah, Blanks are playing as well, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Oh, are Blanks playing that? Oh,
right. It's a fun little place to play. There's no doubt about that, you know. And it's about the small places, you know. It's not the big places. It's actually the small places are more, you know, the fun venues to play, you know, instead of the big places. Big places are
it's more intimate.
But the small places always like, you know, it brings you back to where, you know, what you did in the beginning, how you started out and stuff, you know. It's like you play the little shows, you know, and then you go back to playing the little shows all the time, you know.
Amps in the face. Good old amps in the face.
But Glenn, man, thanks for hanging out with us, man. Chilling out on Pogo City Radio.
Really,
we're going to get out of here with a little bit of Last Call for Alcohol, U.S. Chaos, with Glenn on the drums.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
All right, everybody. Closing up Pogo City Radio. Big thanks to Glenn from US Chaos for coming on, hanging out with us. That was US Chaos Last Call for Alcohol. To Joey Stams, Lee Girl Jessica, Devil John, my man Whitey, and Birthday Boy Josh. I'm Andrew Bedlam, and we're getting the fuck out of here.